lama menanti tak putus asa.
It is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs Arief Havasugrisono emphasized that Indonesia is not taking an anti-West stance after joining BRICS, an economic cooperation group consisting of 10 countries including India, Iran, Russia and China. He made a statement during the event Double Check President Prabowo's gains from visiting the international world organized by the Presidential Communication Office here on Saturday, July the 19th, 2025. Quoted from antaranews.com, he emphasized that Indonesia is not anti-West as it maintains good relations with India. One of the founding members of BRICS sent its foreign minister to attend the inauguration of Donald Trump as the president of the United States, including through BRICS. Indonesia's Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy has expressed its appreciation for the collective enthusiasm shown by creative economy players in promoting the success of local products. Deputy Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Iran Umar, during a visit to the local market, a creative product exhibition held in Jakarta on Saturday, said local creative entrepreneurs are presenting works that stand out not only in design and quality, but also in the stories they tell and the values of sustainability they carry. Quoted from antaranews.com, the ministry currently runs a program called Aircraft Hunt, aimed at serving as a digital showcase for creative economy players and a platform to promote their intellectual property to a global audience. Iran then encouraged local creators to register their works through the official website. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tiada lagi yang bisa temani ragaku, tiada lagi yang bisa bekali jiwaku, meredup diam dan terpaku. Terpajang hati kian membeku, tiada gemulai senja di ujung hariku, tiada sambutan embun di kala pagiku, terjebak di lintasan waktu. tiada sambutan embun di kala
Voice of Indonesia.
Tak mungkin secepat itu kau lupa air mata sedihmu kala itu mengungkapkan semua kekurangannya, semua dariku yang tak dia punya. Daya pikat yang memang engkau punya, sungguh-sungguh ingin aku lindungi. Dan setelah luka-lukamu reda, kau lupa aku juga punya rasa. Lalu kau pergi kembali dengannya. Aku pernah menyentuhmu, apa kau malu? Di bawah basah langit abu-abu, kau di mana? Di lengannya malam menuju minggu, kau di kadang dering masih ada namamu, beberapa pesan singkat untukku. Entah apa maksudmu yang ku tahu, sayangimu aku telah keliru. Ayo tulis di buku harianmu, kelak jelaskan bila engkau punya waktu. Di bawah basah langit abu-abu, kau di mana? Di lengannya malam menuju minggu, kau di mana? Bertemukah kau dengan sang buas? Benar senangkah rasa hatimu? Bertemukah kau dengan sang buas? Benar senangkah rasa hatimu? Di bawah basah langit abu-abu, kau di
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Andi and Firsa Bersari, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, this song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. This song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of those closest to him. The song is expected to touch the hearts of the listeners and show appreciation for the important role of a father. Through this song, Anji and Firsa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Anji and Firsa Besari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
Saat tawaku buatmu tertawa, cerahkan hari-hari yang berat. Saat senyumku buatmu tersenyum, mungkin ku sedang pura-pura. hati ini tak perlu kau risaukan. Toh cinta tidak butuh alasan. Lagi-lagi ku mengubur impian. Lagi-lagi ku pura-pura. Laraku, marahku, sembunyi tak mau dirimu tahu. Bahagiamu adalah bahagiaku. Ku pastikan selalu melindungimu. Katamu aku manusia super. Setiap saat terlihat kuat. Tak pernah ku dirundung kesedihan. Padahal aku pura-pura. Super, aku ahlinya pura-pura.
You're still listening to Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, Indonesia has proudly shown its commitment and role in participating and contributing actively in international projects to accelerate sustainable blue economy efforts in Southeast Asia. And how does it work? Here is explanation from the team leader for Nature, Climate and Energy of the United Nations Development Program, or UNDP Indonesia, Dr. Areta Aprilia, in a conversation with the Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia plays a very pivotal role in the ASEAN Blue Carbon and Finance Profiling Project that is a regional initiative that's launched by ASEAN, Japan, and UNDP to accelerate the sustainable blue economy efforts in Southeast Asia. And as the host and primary implementing country, Indonesia, through UNDP Indonesia, is leading the coordination of this initiative in partnership with the ASEAN Coordinating Task Force on Blue Economy. So Indonesia itself, it brings to the table its very rich blue carbon ecosystems. You name it, mangroves, seagrass, peatlands, and very extensive expertise in marine science, and which is on this project is also being harnessed through very strong collaboration with reputable institutions such as Gajah Mada University and the Jakarta-based Economic Research Institute for ASEAN and East Asia, or AREA. So the initiative is also closely aligned with Indonesia's own development priorities, particularly those related to climate mitigation and ocean sustainability. And also part of this collaboration, Indonesia supports the integration of blue carbon values into the national and regional policy frameworks.
And full details of the conversation is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Terbakar kembali semua ingatan tentang kami yang telah berlalu. Kusadari dan janji yang terikat berada di jari manismu. Ku terdiam ingin menggila saat ku mencoba menghapus semua rasa yang pernah ada. Kau datang di hadapanku, hati ini tak siap untuk terima adanya. Dan lagi ku berkata-kata, kau lah yang selalu di benakku. Aku mencoba menghapus semua rasa yang pernah ada. Kau datang di hadapanku, hati ini tak siap untuk terima adanya.
The thing that you were waiting, I should've waited. If I had another chance, I would've stayed with you. Plan a life together, find a place to run away with you. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you. But if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bumper clock to never let you go. But it's better if he never knows. I'm such an idiot, I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if you was in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. I don't want to say goodbye. I wish I could turn back time. Say goodbye, I don't ever wanna say goodbye.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
And that's Bunga Citra Lestari with Aku Bisa Apa or What Can I Do About It. But it seems that this is not a question at all that has been asked by Indonesian Evos Devine, who recently becoming the victor of Free Fire Sport World Cup EWC 2025 after becoming a finalist in the overall standing in the grand final in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia on Sunday evening. And a member of Evos Devine, Aimgat, in a release quoted by AntaraNews.com, said that he is so proud, and they didn't even imagine that they They were defeated badly in the FFWS Southeast Asia, but they finally becoming the winner in the World Cup itself that was held in Saudi Arabia. And reported by Antarinews.com, it seems that Evos Divine has been consistently flying since the knockout stage on Wednesday, getting so many booyah, and then they were in the top three overall standings to ensure their place in the grand final. And in the grand final, well, they made it so very, very nicely. So that's a very nice thing. Congratulations for Evos Divine in the EWC 2025. And we wish that this kind of performance will keep going on, not only this year, but also in the next year.
Jabat tanganku, mungkin untuk yang terakhir kali kita berbincang tentang memori di masa itu. Peluk tubuhku, usapkan juga air mataku. Kita terharu seakan tiada bertemu lagi. Bersenang-senanglah, karena hari ini akan kita rindukan di hari nanti. Sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah, karena hari ini akan kita banggakan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu jadi sebuah kisah kasih untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah kasih untuk masa depan.
Listener, don't forget to follow the social media accounts of The Voice of Indonesia, namely Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram VOI _ official, and YouTube channel VOI official.
Bersenang-senanglah, karena hari ini yang kan kita rindukan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Da 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 da. Mungkin diriku masih ingin bersama kalian. Mungkin jiwaku masih haus anjuran kalian.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
After this song by Raisa Anggiani entitled Satu Langkah or One Step, we are one step before a story about Panjalu. So stay tuned on RRW Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Satu langkah ku ke depan, dua langkah kau jejaki hariku, hatiku. ke depan.
Cuman kisah-kisah aja, nyangku itu.
Only from old stories, Nyangku is washing creases and swords, which according to the story was conducted by somebody from Mecca. He was said to be Syaidina Ali, but according to a legend, he was Boros Ngora.
Panjalu and stories that are circulating in the area, but how is Panjalu today? Human life continues to run fast, but many customs persist. When a civilization in a shaky position to the change of life, wisdom becomes very important. The same with Panjalu, a fertile region located at an altitude of over 700 meters above sea level in Mount Sawal surroundings in the northern town of Ciamis, West Java. It is approximately 235 kilometers southeast of Jakarta, about 95 kilometers east of the provincial capital city of Bandung, West Java. Normally, it takes about 5 hours from Jakarta via toll road or about 2.5 hours from the city of Bandung. Going by train from Jakarta, you have to stop at Tasikmalaya, then take another vehicle to Panjalu. There is no direct public transport to Panjalu. Since the Dutch colonial era, Panjalu, with its Situ Lengkong or Lengkong Pond, has been used as a natural conservation area. An area that according to the saga was the embryo of Tatar Sunda Kingdom in West Java and the kingdoms in Central and East Java. Life in Panjalu was full of prosperity and well-being under the leadership of King Boros Ngora and his successors. The difference between kingdoms in Central and East Java and the Tatar Sunda Kingdom, in this case Panjalu, is that there was some influence of Buddhism and Hinduism, but the strong influence was Islam. In the 6th century BC, Panjalu can still be seen in Situ Lengkong, which is a masterpiece of King Boros Ngora, the ruler of Panjalu Kingdom at that time. It was dedicated to the prosperity of his people, as told by Abah Dede.
Beliau untuk mensejahterakan rakyatnya sendiri, kemudian beliau itu membuat gawe.
He worked for his people, then he made gawe Karahayuan, for work for glory. Yes, for Karahayuan, for glory, for keselamatan, for welfare. For peace and prosperity of his people and so on. It is a masterpiece of civil engineering technology. Actually, it was the work of King Boros Ngora. So in the 6th or 7th century, an Indonesian king successfully built a lake, some dams. In my opinion, it is worth entering the list of cultural heritage objects. But at the moment, it has not been included in the cultural heritage list.
Economy, which is dominated by agriculture, currently does not bring good impact for local farmers, although there is Situ or Lake Lengkong, as told by Pak Oman, a resident of Panjalu, who is also a pangguru or community leader.
Cuman sekarang kendalanya modal, apalagi sering fluktuatif.
Now the problem is capital investment, which is often volatile, fluctuative, yes. It is the price during planting and harvest times it fluctuates. So now I decided to stop for a moment. Agriculture is always like this sometimes. The price is high, but mostly it is cheap. I became a farmer because it's the only thing that I know. Because all I can do is farming. I don't even know how to market my products. I cannot manage the time. I'm a farmer, not a trader. I cannot leave my farm. If I go and sell my products, while it takes 3 to 4 days to tend to the plants, what would happen? The plants would be affected by diseases. That's the problem.
strengthen the village economy, actually the government has built a system of economic cooperatives to help farmers. However, according to the elder and leader of indigenous people of Panjalu, Abah Dede, the government must not only set up a cooperative, but must also oversee its existence, as well as how is it in the future.
Kalau misalnya kita akan harus mengembangkan seperti koperasi, kudu jelas ya, kayak bantuan naon, ya, programnya bagaimana.
If we must develop a cooperative, it must be clear what kind of assistance that we are going to get. How about the program? Not after we were encouraged to set the cooperative in accordance with the law. We will become confused. What then? And how about the indigenous people? What are we going to do with them?
Abah Dede also has a dream. He said if only farmers in Indonesia are like farmers in Thailand, who need not think about marketing their agricultural product or the outcome of their creative economy.
Saya itu terenyuh ya pada waktu saya ke Thailand. Ya. Kamu sebetulnya ini misalnya membuat sangkar burung. Mengapa kamu membuat sangkar burung? Saya disuruh.
I was so touched when I went to Thailand. There was a farmer who was making a bird cage. Why do you make bird cages? He said, I make bird cages because I was told by our cooperative office to do it. How about the marketing? We need not worry about marketing because after we finish this, people from industrial office will come and we get paid. How? With checks. So rural banking in Thailand lives so well, and people need not worry about marketing. This what I call a clear policy. Sorry for making a comparison.
Karena itu kebijaksanaan itu jelas. Maaf kalau saya membandingkan itu ya.
However, out of necessity, the indigenous people living in Panjalu finally had to face a difficult choice. On the one hand, they want to feel the sense of development, but on the other hand, they want to retain their customs and culture that they have been painstakingly maintained, especially after Ciamis district lost Pangandaran, which was previously a source of local revenue fund. Following is the village head of Panjalu.
Kemarin juga waktu ada calon-calon bupati.
When there was a potential candidate for region, for development policy in Panjalu, please prioritize the local policy first. Do not ever let the culture and the cultural order became lost.
Saya tidak mau, saya bilang gitu, daerah kami ini sendiri juga ada hotel. Saya kan ngomong, saya bilang, udah aja wisatawan datang mah sararewe di lemur kira gitu. Kalau itu harus diperbaiki misalnya WC.
I do not want any hotel here. I have said tourists can come and homestay. If toilets need to be fixed, then fix them. Just do whatever necessary. What I'm worried about is, if there are hotels, tourists will flock in without control. At least we can tell people what to do. I am very concerned. Do not develop Panjalu as you please. What we feared is not in accordance with the rules of our ancestors, Islamic rules. No bad deeds, nor blasphemy, things like that. We are worried if it is not controlled, there will be hotels and what is it? Karaoke and so on.
Itu tidak terkontrol. Kalau ada hotel-hotel, apalagi karaoke, apa gitu dan sebagainya kan seperti itu.
As part of autonomous region of Ciamis district, Panjalu inevitably becomes part of revenue producing potentials, especially after the loss of Banjar and Pangandaran area, which were the largest source of income for Ciamis district, as stated by Ciamis head of culture and tourism office, Agus Yani.
Setelahnya Pangandaran lepas,
after Pangandaran off, it means we must concentrate on the existing destinations, especially cultural tourism, such as sekarang Kamulian, Situ Lengkong and Tambak Sari, which will become our icons and to be given the top priority because we will not have beaches anymore. Apart from being managed by the government, we expect later there will be investors from outside, so the next destinations are to be created by the private sector.
Related to regional development planned by Ciamis Authority, indigenous people of Panjalu who still retain their culture have proposed specific requirements, such as told by Panjalu Village Head Haris.
Saya kan diundang sama Disbudpar.
As Panjalu Village Head, I was invited by Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office. The district lost some assets through the new autonomous region of Pangandaran. The attention will be on Panjalu, right? We have put forward our appeal, do not move Pangandaran to Panjalu.
Itu berkaitan juga dengan kewenangan. Inilah yang mohon dimengerti juga oleh pemerintah kabupaten. Ya, dai desa itu sebenarnya terbatas kewenangannya dan sebagainya.
Well, it relates to the authority. This is what we want to be understood also by the district. The village has very limited authority. So please do understand, if you want any income, you must give great authority to us. Actually, they should ask Panjalu people first.
Of Pangandaran, the Ciamis district, local government set Panjalu as a leading tourist destination. But the extent of this business venture is narrated by the head of Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office, Harmansah.
Panjalu juga demikian karena sudah menjadi objek wisata budaya dan jarah unggulan.
Panjalu now has become the main object of cultural tourism and pilgrimage in Ciamis district. Facilities and infrastructure have already been built by the Ciamis district government.
It seems Panjalu has to face the reality between maintaining the culture that has persisted over 1,000 years as Nyangku ceremony, held at the beginning of the month of Muharram or Maulid in Situ Lengkong, or adapting the meaning of development without filtering, which often ignores the great tradition and culture. However, if Panjalu has become a tourism icon, something that has been hidden will be famous outside of Ciamis area and will provide economic income and wealth as desired by Panjalu people. However, until when they will be able to maintain their customs and tradition, God only knows.
So thank you very much for listener. We do, from the Voice of Indonesia, still has a lot of things to give to you today, but it will be continued not by me but by my colleague Ray, who is already in the studio. And you can tell us how you feel about our program so far. You can tell us on the application RRI Digital or to email voilisteners@gmail.com and also our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130 +62 821 2381 2130. More from Indonesia is still coming up next, so stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Bergema di dada tiap kali jumpa dirinya, bercampur semua rasa yang ada dan hatiku bertanya-tanya, apakah mungkin dia definisi bahagia? Dengannya ku bersedia manusia, kan ku petik bintang di langit ketujuh, asalkan hati memang setuju. Pada hatimu ku terjatuh, ajaklah hatiku menari hingga tiada sedih di hati. Jadilah sebuah definisi bahagia yang selalu ku nanti. Debar kencang bergema di dada dan hatiku bertanya-tanya, apakah mungkin dia seria habis. hatiku menari hingga tiada sedih di hati. Jadilah sebuah definisi bahagia yang selalu ku nanti. Aku harap engkau mengerti.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau